We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer, who's Executive Director of the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission, as well as working, of course, with the Great Plains Canola Association. Canola College, another great turnout, got a lot of producers interested in what these experts want to tell them.
Right, Ron. This is our third year in a row, and one of the biggest crowds we've had. We were a little bit concerned, of course, with the bad year we had, but we're very gratified. As you probably already have heard, we've got about 300 here today. Got some great speakers. We've brought out the best experts in the region and nationally on canola, and so we think there's going to be an awful lot of learning going on here today.
You mentioned, obviously, we had obviously some adversity this last year. When we think about where we are right now, these type of years we will pull back. Is this just part of a longer term, you think, continued growth cycle, though?
We believe this was a speed bump and not a not hitting the wall. There's still, as evidenced by what's going on here and our conversations with the growers and industry, that the belief in the crop is still there. After such a terrible year, we weren't surprised that we pulled back some. And, of course, it wasn't limited to just the growing conditions for last year's crop. We were still dry in the fall during planting time, and we know that some had greater or larger planting intentions than they were able to get in the ground and had to let some seed go back. So we still feel good about where we are. We're not wet out there right now. The crop looks good. It's photosynthesizing. You know, we throw around terms like the crop's in dormancy, the crop's out of dormancy. Well, the crop is actually photosynthesizing these warm sunny days, or warmer sunny days. There's a lot of green out there, and it's poised to take off here when the temperatures begin to warm up, but we do need some moisture.
And the fields that are out there, they look better than a year ago.
They do look better than a year ago. We've got better stands. We have not had as much winter kill. Now, we have some. We've lost some plants, but the crop is it has a great ability to compensate. And so we certainly want the farmers to look at their fields very carefully and not throw in the towel early, because a lot of these that may look a little bit ragged now, as they begin to fill in, they have plenty of plants out there to make a crop.
The 2014 crop, you know, was obviously a very, very poor crop. 2015, if it does come out to be a better crop, are you anticipating that the infrastructure is going to be there to be able to continue to grow canola here in the Southern Plains?
It will be. The sands are always shifting a bit, but as I told someone earlier today, as they asked me who's buying this canola, well, we had 20 buying points last year, actually 20 plus, and that's up from about three as recently as 3 or 4 years ago. All of them still plan to be buying canola this year. That's the good news story. There are plenty of opportunities for these farmers, the producers, to sell this crop.
The things that we've been able to do with some of the early dollars from the Oilseed Commission, we're starting to see some research go on. Are we getting to some things answered to some of the questions we've had early on?
Absolutely. Of course, we didn't take in as much money this last year because of the poor crop, but the intent of those dollars are to return those as an investment back to the farmer. We like to think of them not as a charge, but as an investment. And the vast majority of that money goes to research at Oklahoma State University, and there will be an opportunity for other institutions to participate as time goes on. But soil fertility, variety testing, cultural practices, trying to solve this issue of planting canola into no-till. That's still an issue for us. So, yes, we are getting answers to these most problematic questions, and we'll continue to do that as we have some funds to operate with.
Looking out for the next couple of years, this is still a forward-looking crop because there's a lot of potential of adding acres if farmers are willing to step up.
It sure is. There is an opportunity. We of course, would like to see 1 million acres in the region, and the largest part of that here in Oklahoma. I won't say that those plans are on hold. We've slowed down a little bit because of almost exclusively because of the weather. We have had some issues with the price. The prices aren't as good as they were. But if you look at what's happened with wheat, we're not in competition with wheat, but one of the poorest crops we've ever produced last year, which is good evidence of this was across the board. And those incredible commodity prices that we had for about 4 years, they've kind of gone away for us on all commodities. So we're still, canola is still competitive in the weather we've had and in the crop prices. And so it is still a viable option for these longtime wheat farmers. We like to say, you won't just be a good canola farmer, you'll be a better wheat farmer if you can get this crop into your rotation.
And of course, as Dr. Pieper preached early on, this is all about rotation.
It is. That's we've had a really kind of a two-tiered process here, Ron. Initially, it was exclusively about rotation and benefits to the wheat, and then the prices were so good, we said, "Hey, well, this thing can kind of stand on its own." Those prices aren't as good as they were, but the spread is still there between wheat and canola, and that's really important. So we like it when we can say the objective is to improve the wheat crop, but also get a nice return on the canola crop. And we believe we'll get back there.